When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, time for BT and Sal's football picks, brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Tirwhitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Perfect parlay pick segment here on BT and Sal. BT is in the lead, 145 points so far through the first 12 weeks. I am in second place, just 30 points behind with 115. Hoff, last year's champion, he is in the rear, 75 points, yet to cash a parlay, I believe. I know he must have had some because he had 75 points. But anyway, you and I have been pretty good so far, cashing multiple parlays. This week, we will have a three-team Turkey Day teaser worth 35 points, so that could alter the standings as well. Two-team or 25, three-team or 50, and a four-team worth 100. BT, take it away.
All right, let's go music. Thank you, Mr. Kramer. This very well might be the week here that we do circle. A lot of actions here. That teaser coming up, as Sal said, three games. I'm going to go fairly conservative here today. As before we get to the teaser, I'm going to go with two spots. So, first up, the Jaguars are hosting the Houston Texans. Now, every time the Texans come up, I speak, you know, negatively about them. And they had a really good record early. Yeah, watched them play the Jets, and obviously they had a lot of injuries, and their old line is awful. So I just think the Jaguars, not that I really like where they're going, but you're getting four. I don't think Texas is going to blow anybody out. Just kind of feels one of those sneaky little divisional things. I think it's too many points to give the Jaguars there. So I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover the four as they host the Texans. All right. And I'm going to go to one of the big boy games. This is a five-star game. I'm not going to run away and look for the low-hanging fruit. I'm getting after it. Eagles and the Ravens here. Philly's plus three at the Ravens. Now, Eagles haven't lost since late September. And I'm going to keep riding this Eagles train like I've been doing a little bit here. Give me the Eagles plus three on the road. Obviously, Ravens are incredible, and Lamar is great, and they're well coached. But, yeah, you can say the same thing about the Eagles here. They're well coached. Their running attack is good. They're getting a couple of points. Give me the Eagles plus three. So, in summation, Jaguars plus four as they host the Texans, and the Eagles plus three against their fellow birds, the Ravens.
All right. Boyle is in for Hoff, who is traveling with the Giants, and he is needing a big-time parlay here. What did he go with, Boyle? Is he picking four this week again?
He's going for the jugular. He's going for four.
Okay, what do you got?
Really quickly, BT, just you had Jags plus four, Eagles plus three.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is some ridiculous song that he's going with.
Oh, God. Just give us the damn picks, will you?
So he is going, and
Hoff is always more worried about the song than he is the pick.
Yeah, it's true.
I have no idea how he beat us last year, but go ahead,
Boyle. He is a showman, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, first leg, he's going Bengals, minus three, a flat minus three-point favorite at home against the Steelers. Leg number two, he's going with the Arizona Cardinals, plus three in the hook, plus 3.5 on the road at the Vikings. He is on the opposite side of UBT on the third leg. He likes the Texans minus four on the road against the Jaguars. And then his fourth leg, he is going against the Jets. He's taking the Seattle Seahawks minus two at MetLife Stadium. That's his four-leg parlay again. Bengals minus three, Cardinals plus 3.5. Texans minus four, Seahawks minus two.
All right, there we have it. And you'll notice here with our picks, BT, a lot of crossing wires here. I have a head-to-head with you, and I'm on the same page with Hoff in one of the games. I'm going three-team parlay. I thought these games were tough, but three jumped out to me right off the bat, so why not take a chance at it? I'm trailing. It's week 13. Got to start making up some ground here soon. Let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm in agreement with Hoff. I like the Bengals minus three. I just think they're better. Pittsburgh has been better. Don't get me wrong. They're tougher. They're the more physical team. But I don't think Cincinnati, I don't think Pittsburgh can keep up with Cincinnati's offense. T. Higgins back healthy.
Yep.
You got Cowboys Burrow. You got, your mic is on there, Boyle. Yep. Your mic is on. I can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'm going with the Burrow-led Bengals. Burrow, Chase. That Bengals offense, to me, too much to handle for the Steelers. Even though I expect it to be a low-scoring game, I'll take my chances laying the three. That is game number one, Cincinnati at home over Pittsburgh. Game number two, this is where I'm going head-to-head with you. You know I've been doing it, and I've been losing with it.
Yeah.
I'm going one more time against the Eagles. Give me the Ravens minus three. I said it this week. Lamar Jackson, best football player I've seen. At some point, the Eagles are going to lose a game. The Ravens, I believe in their coach more so. I believe in their talent overall more so. Should be a tough game. I understand that. But I think the Ravens just flat out better. I'm looking forward to that game Sunday, 4:25. Give me Baltimore at home, finally handing the Eagles a loss. Eagles are better than I thought. I give them credit. But this is where they get their comeuppance a little bit and lose to a much better team in the Baltimore Ravens. For the final game, I'm going to Monday Night Football, and I'm going to take the Browns plus 5.5. I like the mojo right now with Jameis Winston. Browns aren't good. We know that. But if the Broncos are good, they're not that good. 5.5 points in what I expect to be a tough, ugly field goal game. I like Jameis. Bo Nix has been great. Peyton's been great. They'll cool off at some point, or at the very least, not blow out the Browns. Give me Cleveland with some fight. They've got some dog pound in them. Give me the Browns plus 5.5. So Bengals minus 3 at home over Pittsburgh. Ravens minus 3 at home over the Eagles. And the Browns plus 5.5 on the road Monday night in Denver. Now, the money line picks straight up. We got both back in action, BT. Giants tomorrow, Jets on Sunday. What do you got for those?
I got Dallas, I got Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same way. Dallas and the Hawks. I'm actually surprised you took Seattle. I was torn with that one. You can't go Jets here?
Nah.
No part of you thinks the Jets can win that game?
No. I mean, I wouldn't say no part, but, you know, I thought they'd do well in Arizona. They lost 31-6. I thought they would do well last game. They got absolutely tattooed. They suck.
Yeah.
I think they're broken. I don't think they're locked in. And, Seattle's fighting for a playoff spot. Geno's better than Rodgers at this point. I think Seattle's... No, I'm not picking the Jets.
They've beaten whatever hope we had out of us.
It's gone.
And this will be the week, because I'm with you. Like, usually I'm like, I don't know, Jets.
I don't know, Giants.
I just can't do it. And this will be the week I'm sure that they both win. Anyway, I'm going Cowboys and Hawks. What do you got there, Boyle?
You guys are all the same across the board. Hawks going Cowboys, Seahawks.
Okay, now for the special traditional Turkey Day teaser, where we pick each of the three components, well, each of the three games, there's extra components. Obviously, the over-unders, you could throw that in there as well. But a little Turkey Day teaser. BT, why don't you start us off?
I will, just so everybody's clear. It's a 10-pointer, right?
Yes.
So we got three teams, 10 points there.
Yeah, three-team 10-point tees.
Okay, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but when I looked at this and I was really starting to dive into the research, I got my three answers right away. Like, three things jumped out. I don't know if that's good or bad. We'll see if it portends the good or the bad stuff. First up, the Bears and the Lions. Now, the over-under is 48.5. I'm going to trim that down to 38.5.
Right.
And I'll take the over.
Okay.
I'll take the over in the Bears and the Lions, 38 and a hook, number one. Number two, the Giants-Cowboys game it's still at minus 3.5, right? I checked before, Pat.
Yes.
It's still minus. Okay. I am going to tease that in the exact other direction and go Dallas plus 6.5.
Okay.
So Dallas getting points at home.
Okay.
I mean, I think Giants have a chance to win. And, you know, I'm giving basically a touchdown. Yep. You got to love that. Watch it. It won't happen, but I love it now. And then Miami at Green Bay. I know the weather is not good, although it's not. I did check. It's not as bad as Nick made it seem.
He said it's going to be cold there.
He said like 18. Yeah. I saw more like 27, 28. Okay. The wind is not incredibly terrible. The over-under is 47.5. I'm going to shave that down to 37.5, and I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
So I've got the over. These are all the adjusted numbers, guys. Pat, I know you're writing this down. 38.5 over Bears-Lions, Dallas plus 6.5 in the Giants game, and the over down to 37.5 in the Miami Dolphins-Green Bay Packers game.
Okay, and last year, for the record, I think Hoff hit the Turkey Day teaser, and you and I did not.
Donutsville,
and that started to bury us a little bit, and the end result was you and Goldust, me and Doink. All right, Boyle, what does Hoff have here for his Turkey Day teaser?
Yeah, so let me just loop this Adam Sandler ridiculous song here.
That's awesome.
All right, so Hoff is going Giants.
Just listen to Sandler in the background. It's cracking me up. 30 for you.
He's going. Awesome. He's going to take the Cowboys Giants over, and he's going to trim that down by 10 points. So it's 37 and a half. He's going to take Cowboys Giants over 27 and a half.
Okay.
Wait, 27?
Yeah. What are we talking about here?
The Giants-Cowboys total is 37 and a half. So Hoff wants to get that down by 10 and get over 27 and a half.
That's actually a good one.
Okay.
I got you.
Now watch, and then the Cowboys are winning 27-0. He's got...
That is low. How come we didn't notice that? All right, there you go.
He wants the Lions. He wants to get 10 points on the Lions, so they're now 9.5-point favorites. So he will get the Lions plus a half a point. Which doesn't really, they have to win the game either way still. And then he's going to take, same with you, BT, Packers Dolphins over 47 and a half. He's going to get that down 10 points to 37 and a half and take over on that.
Okay.
So overs on the Giants, Cowboys, and Packers, Finns games. And then he's getting 10 points on the Lions, so they basically have to win it.
Yeah, this is how dumb I am. I had written down Giants under 47 and a half. So I teased it. Yeah, that's what you would do. You would tease it up and go under. Right. So wait, he's
going.
You can
tease it down and go over, or tease it up and go under. You can go either way.
So he's teasing it down and going over. Okay, right. So I am going to go up and go under. I'm teasing the Giants Cowboys total to 47 and a half.
Yep.
And I am taking the under. Okay. I am teasing the Lions to plus a half. I just want them to win that game. I think they're going to beat the Bears, so I'm not going to mess around with that. I don't think the Bears have a chance to win the game. It's tempting to think about taking 19 and a half points, but I'm not doing it. Give me the Lions at home on Thanksgiving to beat the Bears. And then I'm taking the Dolphins plus 13 and a half. I think they can win that game. So why not almost get two touchdowns? Obviously, you'd rather have the actual two touchdowns than the 13 and a hook. But I feel comfortable about getting Miami plus 13 and a half with that offense, even on the road in frigid weather in Green Bay. So Giants, Cowboys under 47 and a half, Lions plus a half, and the Dolphins plus 13 and a half. There you have it, the Turkey Day teaser, along with the perfect parlay pick segment.
It's a lot.
Week 13.
There's a lot of meat on that bone, Sally Boy. Something's happening this week, dude.
Whoa, baby. Let's go. I love it, BT. This is where we start to separate a little bit. Hey, not that much time left. I'm starting to do the math. I'm like, man, I'm down 30 points. Feels like it's not that much, but the weeks are starting to move on by here.